This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's high school graduation rate improved slightly since dipping during the pandemic, but the dropout rate has increased. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Almost 82% of students in the class of 2022 graduated in 4 years. There are still graduation gaps. 87% of white students graduated, while 77% of black students and 75% of Hispanic students did. This is the first year that students had several ways to show what they know or can do upon graduation, such as taking the SAT, passing a college-level course, or doing a final individual project. The state's dropout rate, meantime, increased to its highest level in 4 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The leaders of the state's federally recognized tribes spoke before the state legislature Wednesday. Ute Mountain Ute Chairman Manuel Hart wants some changes to Colorado's sports betting law.
We appreciate the effort of the state and the Department of Gaming, but we have not been able to agree on a way to move forward that protects our sovereignty.
The tribe's casinos already offer sports betting, but they want the legislature to put them on equal legal footing. A new analysis shows 2022 was a year of weather and climate extremes. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration crunched the numbers and has a fresh snapshot of the U.S. climate. Last year was 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than average and had 1.5 inches less precipitation than normal. That means 2022 ranked in the top one-third of warmest and driest years on record. Human-caused climate change is helping fuel this kind of extreme weather, which NOAA says played a role in 18 separate weather and climate disasters last year. Those totaled more than $1 billion in losses each. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
It's early in Colorado ski season, and several people have died at or near ski areas. On Friday, a 29-year-old man died at Powderhorn. At Aspen Highlands, a 70-year-old man died after hitting a tree. On New Year's Eve, an avalanche outside Breckenridge Ski Resort killed a 21-year-old man. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.